my era was 2006 to 2015. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I never made the playoffs.
You ain't never made the playoffs?
No. The playoff game, the atmosphere is different. It's in the playoff different? Game. It's different. My first playoff game, we lost that game, but against the Falcons, though. I'm talking about the crowd was roaring. We home too. I remember being like I was just so like one of these, like I had to just amped up crazy because you're just feeding off the crowd, the whole atmosphere. It's just different than like a regular season game. I don't know. It's just there's something
about
different
it.
About it, man. So my bad, bro.
Man, we had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get a pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wooden wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
I am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot. These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
It's time to crown the champion. Basketball lovers, the basketball world. And you're going to be in the center of this action. Download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app. Use promo code Athlete. Get in the game. If you bet $5, that's 10. Let's drop that down. $5. On any team, you're going to get 150 in free bets instantly. You hear that? Instantly. Use promo code ATHLETE. Download the app. New customers. Get in the game. Make it rain.
DraftKings.com is the sports book. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay. I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE. Let's get it.
So right now, today on I Am Athlete, we have a superstar. I like to say the best defensive player that we've ever seen, right? And he's still going on in his eighth year, going to his ninth year. I mean, let's talk about the numbers. He got 7 All-Pros, right? 8 Pro Bowls, and he's still playing. Just got a Super Bowl. He's on All-Decade team. Guaranteed first ballot Hall of Famer. From Pittsburgh, where all the best players come from. We got Aaron Donald here. Happy to have you, baby. What's going on?
Let's get straight to it, Money Talk. You know, we flew all the way to Pittsburgh just to break bread with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Is it all about the money, okay? Or is it about principle? And if it's about principle, what's the principle?
It ain't about the money. It's a business at the end of the day. That's what you got to see. So it's about win. For me, it's about winning. I don't want to play football if I can't win anyway. So I feel like if it relying and I got like a real opportunity to win another Super Bowl, then it makes sense to play. But again, it's still a business. We got to handle the business side of things. And if that wasn't to get handled, then, you know, it is what it is type situation. I'll be fine regardless. But me talking about retirement, that was happening way before we won a Super Bowl. I've been saying that since I got into the league. I was going to play 8 years and be done. That's just, you know, that's just what I've been saying. It just came out. Now everybody think that, you know, oh, he said if he won a Super Bowl, he's going to retire. No, I've been talking. I got teammates, coaches, my family know about this. I said, I'm going to play 8 years and I'll probably be done playing football. But winning a Super Bowl, you get kind of get a little addicted to it. It's like, I want to feel that again, though. I ain't going to lie. That's like, that experience is like none other. So if I was to play, it's just to win another Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, it's still a business and it got to make sense to me and my family.
Let's do this to make you feel comfortable. Okay? We role play, but we ain't got to go back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, let's go around and say, I'm going to tell you my principles. You tell him your principles when it came to the field. You tell him your principles.
Is this his perspective from AD?
No, your perspective.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
As a ball player.
If we hit shoes.
Because listen, everybody got different principles in the locker room. My principles is this. As a professional athlete, if I don't have any guaranteed money, I'm taking on all the risks. So that was always my approach when it came to negotiation. And then it's like, look, it comes to a point where it's the market as well. If I outperform my contract, then I would love to have that conversation because you're going to want to have that conversation if I'm underperforming. You're going to say, I'm going to cut you or I'm going
to. That's why I said it just makes business. It can't get mad, bro. It's both ways because if I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do,
right.
No matter how good of a relationship I got with the organization, with the coaches, like It just ain't working. We gonna let you go. Yep. They gonna. It's all right, okay. But if I do everything I'm supposed to do, you know, it's time to go back to the table. It's a business. We gonna figure it out, right? Yep. So that's just how I see it. I don't like. It's not like me not feeling uncomfortable talking. I'm comfortable talking about it. That's just the way I see it, though.
Because you cool with Sean Vay. You guys are going to his wedding, right?
I'm going to his wedding.
That's your guy.
I'm happy. I'm fine. I don't need to play. The thing is, I don't need to play football to be fine. Like I'm fine. Like I was blessed to play this game. To make the money I made, the accomplishments I made in 8 years is like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm complete. I'm like, if I can win another one, that's great. But if not, I'm like, I'm at peace.
So if the business doesn't make sense to you, you're willing to.
I'm at peace. Anywhere I go, if I play, I'm gonna still do what I do.
Eight years, though, bro.
They ain't gonna get to that though. They gotta pay.
It's probably figured out. But if it wasn't to, I'm not gonna be mad at the organization. It's fine. It's cool.
You know you'll get your number somewhere. You're arguably the best defensive player that's played the game.
Who are you with?
I'm arguing a little.
Arguably.
I'll argue with him here. Don't pull out no knives and see how we're
working.
I'm arguing.
Ain't no other guy.
There's one other guy, and I told y'all about him last week.
No there's two.
LT.
There's two.
Who's the two? LT's a great player. Go ahead. Who's
and Prime.
I will put Prime up there, too.
As far as the argument.
I ain't arguing about it. And we ain't discussing it. He the best player. Look at his, he's only 8 years. Look at his numbers.
Well, you, go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. Arguably the best player, or we'll say the best player.
Makes more sense to me.
You only make it $14 million. That don't make sense. That part of the business just don't add up between me and you, and I ain't your agent. I'm just your homeboy.
Yeah.
All right, second of all,
you working out every day hard as a motherfucker. We just watched this video. excuse my friend, we just seen you running hills, yeah. Jumping over a tree stump.
A tree stump.
So I'm trying to see I know you got it all together, but it's some in you that still got that fuel in the fire that like, all right, but I'm still show y'all like what's going on.
Yeah, but if I play football now, I'm going to work out. I like to look good. You know, I like to take my shirt off. I like to look good. You know, that's right. Just me. You know, but not just, I like the feelings. I like to be in shape, feel good. That's just me. So regardless of football or not, I'm going to keep myself in shape.
Is that a Pittsburgh thing?
No. No, not just.
Shady, is it a Pittsburgh thing?
No, bro. You the only dude, you go down to where we come from, Lincoln. I'm from Larmer. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, Lincoln and Larmer came together in those times when we used to fight,
yeah.
Right? I don't know where we at today. I ain't been home in a minute.
No, we good.
We good yeah, right we now? Good, okay, man. We good. Bro, I don't see nobody in the parks working out, running. Like, I don't see Miss Betty running down like, hey, I'm getting my 2 miles in. No, that's not a Pittsburgh thing.
I've been working out since I was 12, though.
Ooh.
So it's different. So my dad put that into me at a young age, and, you know, that's just the way.
Hey, wait, real quick, though. So playing at Pitt, you know what I'm saying, all the good players, we all homies, right? When you was coming up, everybody loves you. So you talk about working out with your pops. Is it true? He's having it in the basement, getting it in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. He started working out at 12. I grew up watching him, but we was too young. So we used to let us sit at the top of the steps and watch him work out. Then I was 12 years old, little chunky, little lazy kid. So he had me, you know, become his workout partner, start working out to the point where we started working out in high school. I wake up 4:30 in the morning before school.
4:30 in the morning.
Work out with my dad and then go to school. So that was just
12 years old.
12 years old, 4:30.
Well, 8 o'clock. I'm talking about once I got in high school,
yeah.
I wake up 4:30 in the morning, then go to school.
Wow.
Speaking of goals, you know, you worked your whole career to get to where you're at, and you finally got to the Super Bowl. How was it?
That's crazy. Like, when I talk about, like, always hearing about it and, like, everybody saying, like, the confetti, once you actually in that moment, like, it's different. It's different, man. It's like, it's hard to put it in words, man, because it's like, all that hard work you put over the years, everything you sacrificed to play this game, it was like, mission. It's like complete family completed the mission. Like it's like, it's just different. Then you get to have your kids, your family on the field with you, playing in the confetti. Every interview I was at, my kids was with me. My wife, like, it's just that was just different, man. That's like, it's like there's no other feeling like it, man. So when I talk about, you know, me saying I'll be done in 8 years, but then experiencing something like that, it's like, I want to do everything I can to like experience that again. Like now I'd be like, Now I see why Tom Brady can play this game so long, because this guy won 7 of these. I'm like, right. 7. Like, so that's, it's just different, man. So it's definitely motivation. It's just a different feeling, though. Like, I wish I could put it in words, but it's just hard to. It's hard to.
You fool? Meaning, like, when you, you know, a lot of cats come into the locker room and they get that first taste of stardom, fame. You know, they get the first big bag, and then they start lacking in their training and their workout. You know, what it sounds like is you're actually going harder for that opportunity if it presents itself, yeah. if the business makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, is there a difference in how you are, you're approaching your training today than you were when you're a rookie or a second year guy?
And I think I work harder than I, what I did before. You know, I got to this point, honestly. Like, it's just like, for me, I see it, a lot of people always say, like, when you make a name for yourself, it don't get, this just get 10 times harder. Cause now you got, they game planning against you. Now you got 2, 3, 4 motherfuckers gonna try to block you. It's like, you gotta keep yourself at a high level to be able to produce. Cause this game's a lot more fun when you're out there making plays and you're winning. Like, so for me, that's how I see it. And it's like, that's my motivation. Cause if I'm gonna play this game, I'm gonna play it at a high level. I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure that I'm in top shape when it comes football. And make sure mentally, from the film study to whatever I do, study myself during the offseason, make sure that I'm at my best and I can, you know, accomplish what I need to accomplish to, you know, get to that end goal. So, you know, for anything, I think, you know, I just get better as I get older.
Because the target on your back, do you feel like you got to work harder than everybody else?
Yeah.
And then the second part to that question would be, you know, what's the wildest thing you've seen? You know, Shady, you may have seen 9-man boxes. You know, Pac, you may have seen game, went into games where guys said, we ain't going to throw to your side. You know, for me, I seen vices. So, two-part question, you know, do you think you have to work harder because of the target on your back? And the second thing, what's the wildest game plan you've seen thrown at you?
Well, yeah, I got to work harder. I think I just kind of pretty much already said that. You got to, you know, to be able to, you know what you're going to be going against, what's going to be coming your way to be able to play at a higher level. But I seen... You got the guard, you got the center slide, you got the tackle choking down. That's three guys right there. Sometimes you might, they might bring the backup to chip through that B gap. And then sometimes if we do a certain stunt and that backside guard don't got no work, he's coming over to me to block me. So, you know, that's 4 or 5 guys right there.
No, you got to give me a story. You got to give us, bro. Like, the viewers don't understand everything you just broke down. You got to be, you got to give us something where it's like, damn, really? Like,
Hold on real quick. To piggyback what he said, so I play him, right? Now, this is my boy, you know what I'm saying? So the whole game plan was to him. I've never seen a game plan. Now, I played against Von Miller in his prime. We chip block him, right? I played against DeMarcus Ware, who's probably even way more elite. Not way more, but more elite than
he always prime. Tried to start something.
Yeah, no. But they both do. But DeMarcus Ware was crazy, right? Yeah. We played him in out in L.A., mm-hmm. right? When I was with the Bills.
Okay,
yeah. Dog. Now, my line was good, right? We was good. Listen, wherever he's at, left side, right side, we slide into him, 2 guys on him, and they want me to chip him. So I'm like, hold up. So first, I'm like, coach, first of all, I need to get the ball. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Right? Pass play, wherever he's at. And the check, right, was pit nine. Oh, that motherfucker, or that dude on the left. We're going to the left. I'm coming there and chipping him up. And AD, you know, disrespect, he not like super big. What you weigh right now, about?
265, 270.
So we got 335 pounds, 345. They big dude. They six. What are you?
6'1".
Come on, man. So when he talks about the better he does, the more attention he gets, guys on his leg, guys on his rib, like, he means it. So when we talk about the business of football and the value of a player, we talked about the Super Bowls, like, he... For that team to go there, you gotta have AD, right? Because now when you have a one-on-one situation like that, when you guys are helping him out, Von Miller now, he's getting $100 million in his earlier years in Buffalo because he's getting busy.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's all a formula.
Right.
Keep your best players happy, pay them, so we can go get these Super Bowls. Because, come on, I look at Sean McVay, hell of a coach, right? Then you got the quarterback, which I don't wanna, you know, because I like Stafford, but he hasn't got there. Players like him, dog, we need to play. We've seen sound bites where Sean McVay said, damn, AD gonna make a play. What happens?
He make a play.
I have my money on the Rams.
You had your money.
So
what is it about you, the smaller guys, the Geno Atkins, the Dwight Freeney, you guys, and particularly you're a little bit more crafty than both of those guys because you can go from a three technique when you getting double with the tight end hung over you. That means three fucking people is blocking them, y'all, so y'all don't, if y'all don't know. And you can go out and make a play. I watched you the whole Super Bowl. Of course, I'm a Bengals fan. And I'm trying to figure out, is it the quickness? Is it the power? Is it both of them mixed together? What make, like, that? Those group of guys that I named were first ballot Hall of Famers, which you know you are. What make y'all guys special?
I think it's all of that. You know, I think the twitchiness is what, you know, keep offensive linemen on his toes. Then you got your technique, your rush move, that beat him up, you get the hands off you, and then power, you know, and then working off that, you use all that and put that into one. You keep your offensive linemen guessing. You don't know what you're going to come with the speed. You don't know if you're going to come with that power. You know, so you keep them guessing. You got to keep changing it up like that. So I think all that is what, you know, mold help, because you just said, I'm 6'1", play at 265, 270, but I can bench 500 pounds. So, you know, I got the strength to hold 600 pounds on a double team. I can split that if I need to be quick, you know, so it's about changing it up, playing. You know, if I need to hold a double, I can hold a double. But, you know, if I need to make a play in the backfield, I got the quick and the twitchiness to do that. So it's all in one.
I love peeling back football IQ, the layers of that. You know, like a lot of dudes on our show, they got that. They see the game at a high level. No particular question. Just talk to me about football, bro. Like, I want to know your process. I want to know how you approach training, your whole recovery program. I want to know how you watching film.
Yeah.
How you watching tendencies of offensive linemen. Do you study, you know, there's legendary conversations like Ray Lewis was like, yo, I don't study players. I'm studying defensive coordinators. So talk to me about, like, that thing that take you to another level outside of what you're saying, the twitchiness, the speed, the power, all of that. Start till Sunday. After the game,
go home. You got your game ready, your boots. I gotta watch the film before I go to sleep. I'm tossing and turning, so I at least watch that 2-3 times before I go to sleep. I gotta know everything I did good, everything I did bad before anybody else knows. So as soon as that shit's up, I'm watching. If it don't put it up on the iPad, I'm going straight to the facility that night to watch the film. I gotta break it down, or I just won't be able to go to sleep. I'll be up all night. Monday we go in, we work out. You do film with the team. Then I got a massage later that night. Then you go. I'm coming back Tuesday.
On a day off,
and it depends on my body feel. I might do an extra little work on Tuesday. Watch film, then I go home, and then later that night I go back. I usually do the sauna, and then you usually do the sauna, cold tub, hot tub. Then I usually break down film, and then I break down film with my D-line coach, because sometimes it's like, it might be weeks where, you know, I ain't getting the production I want because, you know, you're getting 2-3 guys blocking you every single week. So we just ping-pong ideas off together. Like, all right, what if we do this or do this and try to do certain looks to give me these one-on-ones so I can be able to do this and help the team? Like, so it's just more talking film, talking football with him, trying to find ways to get myself freed up and certain things I can do to help me or help the team. Because the more plays I can make, the better chance we got to win, because I'm a piece to the puzzle, right? So, and then Wednesday you go and you do your regular stuff. I usually do two workouts because they usually don't make me practice that day. So I work out with the team, watch film, do my recovery stuff in the training room. Then when they go on the football field, I go in there, do cardio, and I do my extra workout. And then that's it. Then I do treatment after that. Then I go home and then, you know, watch film, all that Thursday, similar stuff. So that's just kind of similar to what I do. But the main reason why I like to go to the facility at night instead of being home, because I just like to be in my own little world. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get away from the kids, the wife. I like to break down film by myself, because sometimes I might watch a play, damn near be stuck on a play for 5 minutes just studying somebody. Because what I do, I study tendencies off offense. I study who I'm going against. So I'm gonna study the guard, each guard, and then I'm gonna study the center. And then I'm just gonna watch them play. I'm just gonna study what they do, what they losing with, what they winning with. What I can see, they can give little tendencies they're going to give that it's going to be, you know, certain pass or certain things they're going to do to help me play faster, right? Then I start breaking down a whole group as a whole. So I'm going to see how this tackle, do he choke down a lot? Most of the time when I plug, meaning the tackle, before the tackle block out to that end, he's going to punch down on me to close up that B gap. Then you got that center sliding to you, but it's going to close up the A gap. So it's like, you got to work power and work off that, because, you know, you ain't no Ain't no cross chop because he's punching you. Ain't no inside move because you got that center running over right now and trying to hit you in your hip. So now you got to figure out, okay, we even got to work a game or I got to start working power, right? So just breaking tendencies down and watching it to the point where they're going to block me like this. So I get an idea of, you know, how good this group is really as a whole. So sometimes you might watch film, even if it's an offensive line that's all beat up and hurt, and you know they're going to have a lot of backups. I'd be like, all right, I know if I get a one-on-one, I'm going to win, but I don't got too many of them opportunities that's going to come. So I got to find different ways. And that's one of the main reasons why I like to go to my D-line coach and watch with him, because it's like, all right, this is the game that I think going to work. If we do this certain game and at this certain look and he ping-pong ideas off that, we're able to, you know, help each other, you know, to try to find ways to get me freed up. So it's just, it's a process, man.
I got a question. They had a thing about LeBron spending money on what he spent on his body and some of the other guys. What's the ballpark range that you spend on keeping your body intact as far as massage, therapy, food, nutrition? Well, if you had to shoot out a number.
I couldn't even tell you.
Ballpark.
My masseuse, she's on full time.
Oof. Of course.
Yeah, she on
full time. Best player in the world, bro.
Debatable.
Chef, she's full time. You know, you got 2-3 massages a week. Cryo, therapist. I don't know.
You got a chef?
Yeah, that chef. My chef full time.
Chef full time.
Yeah, she's full time.
Trainer?
Well, I train myself in the weight room during the off season, and I got my speed trainer that I work with. So, but in the weight room, I train myself.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like how you...
I do my own workouts. Like so, I work. You got to think. I work with so many different strength coaches over the years. So I just take a little bit of everything that I like that I felt like helped me, and I just make my own shit out of it.
So give us the ballpark. LeBron's at. He said he's over a million. Russell Wilson's at a million.
Oh, a year?
A year.
Oh.
I was at, you know what you was at, Pat?
I was probably right at about 70 grand a year. 70. I was cheap. I didn't, you know, Shady. I ain't really
I was nice. I ain't doing none of that.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I look at. Shady ain't been at nothing.
I really can't even guess a price. I couldn't even tell you that.
Basically, really whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, though. Yeah, whatever it takes.
Open checkbook.
Yeah, whatever it takes. If whatever I need to do to make sure that I'm able to, you know.
Do you buy, like, modalities, any type of machines, anything like that? Like, you know, you said the Normatec, the Cairo, like you got lasers.
You talking about like a cryo machine at the house and all that?
Yeah, stuff like that.
No, I go to somebody and use their stuff.
Right. Okay.
With all this been, you know, you're a Pittsburgh kid, you got a Super Bowl, you got everything in the world that you want. You just bought a house. They say you just bought a big ass house. You know what I'm saying?
17 million.
Big, only on the block.
17 million?
Yeah, 17 million. Like, hey, man, that's a big change. And mentally, like, how do you deal with that? Like, we coming from Pittsburgh to now you get to see it in the room. I'm just shooting out some names, the Buffets, you know, the big bosses. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everybody don't get that skip the line pass. Now you're at the
neighbors with the Kardashians.
0.2%. You know what I mean?
Sean McVay living in the neighborhood. Yes. Like, all of that.
Like, you got everybody in your neighborhood. You got everything you want right now is reachable. What's going to keep you motivated? What's your ventures? Like, what we reaching for? What we looking for? Because right now...
From a football standpoint?
From a business and football standpoint. Because it looked like football, you done did everything. You really just...
Yeah, but if you want to talk football, the only thing that motivate me and push me is just trying to win another ring. You know, so that's it. It ain't about no individual accolades. Right. It ain't about, like... It's none of that, because at the end of the day, I accomplished that, and... I was with teams that wasn't too good and we wasn't winning. That shit ain't really mean nothing at the end of the day, right? Because if you don't hit that, you don't get that ultimate goal, it don't mean nothing. So the only thing I'm chasing is if I play football is to get a ring. That's it. That's all I'm playing for. And then I got certain things that I want to be involved with. I got a little acting career I want to do after football. I want to do a little acting career. I got different business adventures I want to be a part of, but at the end of the day, I'm a type of guy that I need to learn everything. So once I got the time to really absorb it and actually continue to learn the business side, I got different things I want to be a part of too. So
on I Am Athlete Tonight, that's our radio show that we all contribute to. And sometimes on this show, we like to role play. So you just said,
Yeah, bruh. You just said you got a little acting career. You start smiling.
Yeah.
Come on, give us a monologue. Is that what it's called? A monologue? Give us something, bro.
Like what?
A Denzel. I don't know. Will Smith. Come on, bro.
I can't.
What's your favorite movie?
Paid in Full.
All right, who's your give us your favorite scene right now? Reenact the favorite scene, bro. We'll let you get into character.
Put me on the spot, right, didn't it?
Bro, that's what's supposed to be.
Ready, action.
I said after football, but I don't know if I'm done playing football.
No, bro. That's what action's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know what with you. I'm with you on the spot.
Yeah, I gotta start crying on the spot. You want me to start crying right now?
Yeah, let me see something.
No,
motivate me. Motivate me real quick. Hell yeah.
I got a good role play for you.
What's up?
When I say this name, what comes to your mind? Urban Mice.
That's a good one. He was tripping.
Oh, y'all funny, man. Y'all funny, man.
Hey, but no, man, we heard that, though. That whole thing with Urban Myers. What you think, though?
Ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't like, what you mean?
Oh, so we was like, what? Huh?
What you think?
So look, all the viewers out there, what happened was, they said he came into the meeting and was like, man, that damn 99 is something special, ain't he? They like, yeah, it's Aaron Donald. He didn't know who Aaron Donald was. So I'm saying, I know you heard it. He was like, yo.
Nah, I don't really care. Like, I ain't like.
But really it had to be like, if that was your coach and you was there, okay? And we talking about 12. Oh, that 12 for Tampa Bay. He's so special. Who's this 12 right here?
12. I don't think he didn't know.
Let's do this. You playing for Jacksonville. Y'all playing against Tampa. Urban Meyer says, oh, that damn 12 special. Oh, my goodness. How old is he?
When he was in the meeting room. No, so what happened was one of the coaches talked about it. Like, yo, how you don't know who Aaron Donald is? And they leaked it to the press. That's what happened.
Right. So if you heard this and you're on the team, show me your reaction like as if you're in Hollywood and you're an actor.
I was just looking at him crazy, like, what? You don't know who that is? So that's it. Like, I don't really give a damn, though. It is what it is.
You is not getting the gig. He is not getting the gig.
Yeah, right.
Nah, man, but they had to know their game plan, so.
Bro, just name. Let's just shoot names at you and give us your thoughts, man. It could be your teammates, guys around the league. It could be businessmen and women. Just get your thoughts in this quick answers. I'm going to give you a toss-up. Easy on your team. Sean McVay.
He's a football genius. You know, I understand the X's and O's. He's like, when it comes to like football, he know everything. Even from like, everybody see the offensive side, even from the defensive side, though, it's crazy.
How did Sean McVay handle with all you guys being superstars on that team? I know it was kind of, he had to play a pivotal point in treating everybody a certain kind of way. I know guys say, oh, coach gonna treat everybody the same. Boy, everybody don't get treated the same.
Yeah, in my opinion, like the Super Bowl, yeah, we had a lot of big names. Everybody was like, how that's going to work? But everybody was real down there. Everybody was cool. And then we got good leadership, too. So it's like when you got leaders, I think that's what helped, you know, mold a team anyway. Like you can have all the talent in the world, but if your leaders ain't, you know, leading and doing what they need to do to make sure everybody molded together, then it ain't going to be no good anyway. So I think we just had a good group. They came in, mixed well. Everybody, they vibed good. It wasn't like no extra or nothing. Everybody was cool, vibed, and they got went into their role. They did their thing, and they did their little leadership part when they needed to do it, and you know we was able to do what we did.
Who's the leaders in not just targeting the guys with the C's on their chest?
Who on the team?
Yeah.
Well, I would say like a Flo. He's a guy that he don't say much, but. You know, he's a guy that got paid, what, like last year or 2 years ago?
Flo.
Yeah. Leonard Floyd.
Oh.
54.
Oh, okay, yeah. Outside
linebacker.
Oh, y'all call him Flo?
Flo.
He's nice, yeah. Good. I know his real name. I didn't know his nickname.
Yeah, so he's a dog. You got Havenstein, offensive tackle, that he don't say much, but, you know, it's about what you do, though. You know, so leaders lead, so it ain't always about what you're saying. It's about what you're doing and everybody following along. So. If you're doing anything how you're supposed to do, and even you putting that extra work, you know, and then guys is following along with you, you know, that's leading, right? So it ain't always about what you're saying, it's about what you're doing and guys following along too. So
Jalen Ramsey.
What you want to know? He's a dog.
you know, competitor. He's just different. He talk a lot of trash, but he back it up. So he's a dog.
OBJ.
Boy, he's just a freak. The stuff he do is just—he's just different. You know, when anybody could just—they can just any type of sport, they just be good at. He's like, he's just a freak. Yeah, he's a freak.
He's a freak. Have you reached out to him, bro? Like,
I just talked to him yesterday.
How's he doing? Like, I mean, are you? Because I mean, I can only imagine his situation finally getting there and freaking—he's going to be the MVP.
Yes, I think he was too.
Honestly. You know what I'm saying? And then that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When it happened, it felt bad, but we felt it. You see, like, from what we was doing, offense was moving the ball. When he went down, it was like, they just doubled and tripled team on Cooper Kupp, and then we had a lot of injuries already with certain guys that was down, and they stopped the running game and kept us a little stalemate at one point in time in the Super Bowl. But, you know, that it was tough. You know, you felt bad for him just because of, you know, for him to, you know, already go through what he went through, then, you know, find a way to get out of there, start having so much success with us. And was balling too, like balling. And then how it happened balling, was like, everybody was like, God, like, you know what I'm saying? So I know, from what I talked to, he seemed like he's in a good headspace as far as, you know, I know he's working, doing everything he can to get himself prepared and ready when that time's going to be. So hopefully it's with the Rams. So.
Do you think Cap get a job with
Raiders?
The Raiders?
Who?
Cap Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
I don't know. I played against him like my first 2 years, so I don't know. He can play ball still. He was still like with the guy that's in the league from what he was doing at one point in time. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know. What y'all think?
Yeah.
What you think?
Let's talk about it. That's a good safe answer.
Me personally, we got to see him work out. Can he throw the ball? I think he can throw the ball and make all the throws. Can his body hold up to all of the stuff that comes with it? I don't know. The biggest thing with me was going, if he don't end up in Las Vegas, he's still going to be a backup. So can he suck up his pride to play up, to be a backup up under the car? I don't know.
But he been out the league how long?
Five years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's different. Yeah, that's different. Yeah. Yeah, that's different. Not playing football.
A quarterback skill guy?
I know, man.
He's been throwing the ball. He's been working.
That's not the same as live action. I believe I had two holdout years when I wasn't there at all until my first year was the day before the game. We played the Colts, and I ain't play that game. But, you know, you in shape, but actually going out there, it's just different. The game's faster, guys. Like, it's just different. You got technique stuff. When you ain't actually playing the game, like, physically, it's different.
So you had two holdout years?
Yeah.
So you've been about the money.
It's a business, man.
That's how I feel about
that. Pay the full.
At the end of the day, you're right. I think it's tough. He knows it's tough. But how many quarterbacks you sacked? How many sacks do you have? Is there not one quarterback or two quarterbacks, 10 quarterbacks? How many quarterbacks can he beat out right now?
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you.
You feel
I agree
what
with
I'm
you.
Saying?
I really do. I really do. I agree with you. But that's still a long time. But he still got to go out there, get him opportunities, and see what he can do.
Right. Yeah. I'll let him do the work. Now, where he falls on him. But should he be in the league? You talking about right now, before camp even start, there's 94 quarterbacks in the NFL. He can't be one of them?
Yeah, he should at least be in OTAs.
Yeah.
So.
OTA should be good.
Yeah,
OTA
one. Number game.
Let's talk about this because Shady. He deems you as the best defensive player ever. We're talking about
and the best player in the league right now.
That's where I was going.
Okay, all right,
bro. You're humble. I get it. Listen, there's no cameras here right now. Nobody's going to see this. You know what I'm saying? Just like real, man. You know, come on, man. We all competitors here.
Yeah.
You work your ass off, mm-hmm. bro. You know, just give us like, where do you stack up against the NFL? How do you see yourself? You know what I'm saying? Do you see yourself, you know, as valuable as a quarterback? Do you see yourself as the best player? I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just want to hear your perspective on this because obviously you're one of the GOATs.
I'm good at football. You know, I'm a good football player, but I think as a quarterback is a quarterback, but I think defensive players should be valued the same as, you know, you're talking about quarterbacks that's getting paid $50 million now. So it's like, You know, it works both sides. You know, if you watch games, it's like offense can't win games by themselves. They still need the defense to make them plays to stop. So I think it works hand in hand. So, you know, I think you know, I'm a piece to the puzzle. Am I a good piece to have? Yeah, but I can't win games by myself. I don't think a quarterback can win games on himself neither.
You literally beat us by yourself in the Super Bowl.
No, I just made plays when we needed to
you
make
made
plays.
But
I ain't scored touchdowns though. So I just did my part. So I'm just a piece to the puzzle.
You're a big piece.
I'm a piece to the puzzle.
Okay, so
that's
break
how
it down.
I see it.
When you say you compare defensive guys to offensive guys, right? So let me offensive guys, quarterbacks, why I believe, you know, they should be the highest paid players in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like they're there all day. They gotta be there all day. Like, as a wide receiver, I gotta know my job. As a quarterback, they got to know all 22. Their job and everybody else's. I got to know this D-tack. First off, I got to know my guys, these 10 guys on the offensive side. And then on the defensive side, those 11 as well. And I also got to know this defensive coordinator. I got to know this offensive coordinator. It's a different dynamic.
Is it that big of a drop-off from what they getting paid to what the top defensive guys are getting paid?
It's a huge drop-off right now.
I'm saying, should it be?
Mm. I think it's case by case. Now, you know, when it comes to guys like you, I think you dictate the terms. I think when it comes to guys like, you know, like even like Deebo Samuels, I go to the back to the offensive side of the ball. Do we compare him? Is he a running back? Is he a wide receiver? He's a player.
He's an athlete.
And look what he does to your team, the value he adds to your team. So I think it's case by case basis. But I want to know from your perspective, like how you view it as a defensive side, because those offensive guys, that quarterback is doing a lot to get guys in position. He has to know everything going on in the building.
I'm with you with that, but I don't think it should be as big of a drop-off as it is, in my opinion. But I could be biased, right? Yeah. So, you know, they study film, certain guys, they study film as much as a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? You got to study a lot, too. You got to prepare, and then you got – you know, you least you got motherfuckers protecting you. We out there motherfuckers getting hit by, you know, 2, 3, 4 motherfuckers every single play. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it can be an argument to go back and forth. I can do that if you want to do that. We can talk. So
like it. So favorite quarterbacks to go against, you know, like Pac, we had this debate. We had this debate, Pac, like, oh, let's ask him about the best offensive lineman or the best offensive line. And I was like,
offensive lineman. You said he wanted to ask you who was the best quarterback. I said, he don't give a fuck about the quarterback. He give a fuck about the lineman he playing against. So you can answer this question for us.
There you go.
When you talk about who's the best offensive lineman I went against.
No, we're saying when you study, you don't really care about
the
quarterback.
No, I studied the offensive line.
You worry about the offensive line.
I studied the offensive line. I would study the quarterback like last. If he's a mobile guy, just to see how he's moving, but that's about it.
All right, after all this said, man, let's just say, I'm a speaking into existence. You're gonna get whatever the fuck you want because you deserve it. How you want this thing to be? What's your legacy? What you want this thing to look like when you walk away from it?
Just great. Obviously, you wanna, you know, pitch yourself at, you know, already being talked about with like, you talking about like best ever, health, like I only been playing 8 years, so it's like that's a real long just being, you know, people mentioning my name like that. So you know, my mindset was always just to be, it came in the league just to be the best defensive tackle. Then once they start yelling at, oh, he can win defensive player of the year, it was like, all right, let me be the best defensive player in the league now. Okay, you accomplished that. Now it's like, all right, let me try to get me a ring now. Let me just, you know, I made a name for myself. Now let me get that ultimate goal. I want to see what everything feel like, but I got to experience everything that I can experience as a defensive player in the NFL, from individual success to team success, from NFC West Championship to winning my conference to winning the Super Bowl to individual accolades. I know what all that feel like. So it's like, that's why when I say if I don't play, I'm complete. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? But if I can get the experience winning that Super Bowl again, it's worth me going on out there and, you know, put my body through it and doing what I need to do to accomplish that. So it's just trying to be great, you know, to be mentioned with greats. You know, when you talk about the greatest ever, to be, you know, my name be mentioned with it.
Off the field, marketing. Is that why you made the move to Donda Sports? And yeah, talk to us about that. You know, this Kanye, that's a legendary move. I would love to hear, you know, your thought process and why you made that move.
So it was an opportunity. Shout out to, you know, Uncle Chuck, you know, making things happen. But, you know, my wife actually do my marketing. You know, she do a lot of my marketing. So, you know, it was an opportunity that came to us, you know, me and her. And, you know, it made sense. And hearing the whole, you know, spectrum of, you know, everything that was going on, what they was going to be bringing, the family atmosphere that they got in Donda Sports, and not just me, but my wife being a part of that, for me, it was a no-brainer. So I think it's a hell of an opportunity to open up a lot of different doors and a lot of different, you know, things outside of football that I want to be involved in, I want to do, that my wife want to do. So to be a part of that, and, you know, we excited about it, and you know, we're gonna see where this thing goes. So,
is there a shoe? Is there anything you can share with us? Like, is there a cleat, a shoe?
The AD Yeezys.
Yeah, right. Oh, AD Yeezys. I like that. I mean,
we ain't nothing in full circle, but we've been talking. We got a lot of different things that's planned, and that, you know, my wife's been talking and getting things done. Is about to be, you know, coming to fruition soon. So,
you met Kanye?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that?
He cool, man. He real cool. He's a cool dude. We got to talk a little bit. Vibe was at one of his video shoots. He actually wanted me to get in one of the videos, but I was like, no. That was out my element. Like, it was like, you know what I'm saying? So, but he was cool. He seemed cool, real cool guy, you know, so.
Is he heavily involved in that with the whole Donda Sports?
Yeah, he involved with him, you know, Justin. But, you know, obviously, you know, Donda Sports is something that close to him. You know, obviously with his mother and everything, and, you know, so he definitely want this to be, you know, something that's top tier, and it's like, you know, it's something he's serious about. So.
So what does that look like? Is that like a agency marketing that do your contract?
They handle my marketing side. So, and they part of my marketing side, but my wife is with Donda Sports too, and she's still involved with handling my marketing too. So.
So the agent that is negotiating this big deal that's about to come, right? Who's that?
That's Athletes First. That's Todd Ferentz.
Oh, okay. Stop. Okay. Okay.
Todd.
You know Todd?
Yeah.
That's my dog.
Hey, Todd's a legend.
Todd go and get all the dogs. You know what I mean?
Now, y'all don't know this, and I haven't seen it, but I've heard AD is a bully on the field.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you. Yeah, 100%.
You know, I brag about him. So I had some of his teammates. You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, I don't know. AD can be kind of a bully. So,
let's talk about it.
All right.
Don't let that smile and all that fool you. He gets grimy in them trenches.
Monster on the field. I think I was playing for the Jets. Playing for the Jets, bro. Y'all came to New York. We had, I don't know if it was, we had one of our linemen, like just dog one of your defensive tackles.
Oh.
Bro, AD looked at in the middle of the game, looked at him and said, if you let his ass do that to you again, you ain't going to be on this field.
Oh, you heard him?
I'm jogging back to the huddle, and I'm hearing AD cuss out his teammate like that. I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't know if you heard, but that's something we don't like. Am I D-Round? If anybody push you, we the alphas out there. Like that's just how it got to be done. So
do you remember that moment, or is that all
that year? It was probably
that was like 2016.
I think I had Carpenter 77.
That was Carpenter.
And I don't know if it was Carpenter, but 68.
And Willie Colon.
68.
Willie Colon.
Who was 68?
Breno.
I don't like him. I don't like him. I think he just kept talking or doing something. He was the one that was doing extra stuff.
We wasn't dirty, but our O line that year, where even Nick Mangold, he was a captain.
Yeah.
But they was nasty. You know what I'm saying? They was nasty. Willie Colon, Carpenter, and Breno was nasty, bro. And they all dogged this one particular dude, and he cussed out. He ain't say nothing to them boys, the Jets. He looked at his dude and said, let that happen again, you ain't gonna be on this field. I never heard a play. You had that type of like power to tell a guy he can't play.
That's leadership. It's leadership though. You gotta lead your guys a certain way. Like,
right.
Like first of all, as a defensive lineman, you gotta play a different type of way. Like, ain't none of that. Yeah. Keep his hands on you, get his hands off you. We might watch film one day. I'd be like, man, next time you let dude push you like that, man, me and you gonna go at it. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta keep playing. We the alphas, man. You gotta lead like that too, so.
So that mindset though, like,
I was, you know, doing my, so I know you well, so, but I was doing my homework, and I couldn't find nothing that you talked about who you looked up to, like, the patting your game after. Who is it? Because I couldn't find it.
See, I ain't never had to look outside the house. I always had my older brother and my dad that, like, was the alphas, and I was like, you know what I'm saying, that I looked up to and wanted to, you know, imitate, so that's just that dumb.
Even, like, stars, though, like, in the NFL?
No, I just looked at my own household. Like, obviously, growing up, you, like, but I was never, like, focused on, like, defensive line. It was just, like, a Jerome Bettis or Hines Ward, like just the main guys. Like back in the day, I thought I was gonna be a running back though. I just ate myself out of that position. So.
I ate myself out.
You know what I'm saying? So I always wanted to be, growing up, I always played fullback and I played linebacker. Then I started playing fullback, D lineman. Like, you know what I'm saying?
His feet so good.
I ain't never want to play. When I got to high school, I actually tried to play linebacker. They're like, nah, you going to D line. Cause I was just in middle school and just was playing linebacker. All I did was blitz every play anyway, so.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? I thought defensive line was a fat position, so I didn't want to be called a fat guy. So I didn't want to.
Right.
That's just how it was, man. But it panned out the right way.
So if any other position that, you know, well, you just named it, I guess, but you feel like you could have made it to the NFL and thrived in any other position outside of defensive tackle?
Probably like a linebacker or something, middle linebacker, but I feel like my God-given, like my dad used to be like, your God-given position is D lineman. I'm like, nah, I'm going to be linebacker, but. You know, certain things you just gravitate to, you pick the right position, it was like that. That's where you're supposed to be at, so. But I felt like I wanted to be like a fullback, but I needed to get the ball, wasn't just a blocking fullback.
You wouldn't got that money that you get.
I need
the fullback.
I think on defensive line, you got the fastest 40 time though, right?
Yeah, D-tackle at the combine.
I bet you, I want this the race right here. Who can win between you and Shady right now?
A better question is that we the best players in the room. My man didn't make the all-decade team. But we did, though.
But we made it. Okay. Okay.
When did you come in the league?
14.
14. So you had 6 years.
Wait, I played
years.
You my rookie year. Y'all was in the old St. Louis.
Yeah.
So you came in at 14.
Yep.
So you had 6 years of pure dominance.
Dominant, bro.
Yeah. You came in what year?
09.
09. So he came dominant. In and had
wait, say that part.
10
say that
part straight too. Years to straight. Pure dominance.
There you go.
Here's my argument. Because if you look at the numbers, my numbers stack up against all the receivers when I was playing.
Now you got numbers. That's true.
I came in at 2006. So, like, my era was 2006 to 2015. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I never made the playoffs. So, that's my argument.
You ain't never made the playoffs?
I ain't.
And I never won a playoff game. I've been to the playoffs never 7 times.
13 years, bro.
And haven't won
Chicago one. Too?
Miserable. That's the only thing that keep me up at night. You know, you talking about, hey, listen, you talking about Chicago?
Chicago, right.
Phenomenal team. Lovie Smith last year, Earl Lacker, Julius Peppers, Peanut Punch, Peanut Tillman, Hester on this side, Jay Cutler, Matt Forte, Martellus Bitt, Alshon Jeffrey. Last game of the season, we going, it's head to head with Green Bay. Look, see, I got like 3 of these moments, bro. The very last play of the game. Whoever wins this play wins the game and goes into the playoffs. Julius Peppers had a free rush. Nobody blocked him. Aaron Rodgers sidesteps. He missed. He throws a bomb.
Randall Cobb. I remember that.
I'm laying on the cold.
You know, I told you.
Okay. 0 degrees floor just like, oh, shit.
That's a miserable thing.
Never made the playoffs. The only thing to keep me up at night.
That's hard, though. Like, we speaking playoffs. Like, playoffs are easy to win. I went 7 times and lost.
First round? Or
no, 7 playoffs.
But you went.
Yeah, first round. I lost first round every time.
So, would you rather be me? Never make the playoffs?
Definitely wouldn't want to be.
At least you got the experience.
To play in the postseason a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys don't get to play in the postseason.
You did not just say that, man.
Well, I'm saying like, oh, I made it, but you ain't win.
You're right, but the playoff game, the atmosphere is different.
It's different?
It's different. My first playoff game was our first year, our second year in L.A.
What year? What was that?
Sean's first year, so. That was 16.
Yeah, 16.
2016 was our first playoff game played. We lost that game, but against the Falcons, though. I'm talking about the crowd was roaring. We home too. I remember being in like I was just so like one of these, like I had to just amped up crazy because you're just feeding off the crowd, the whole atmosphere. It's just different than like a regular season game. I don't know. It's just,
I know, I
it's something
about
different
it.
About it, man. So my bad, bro.
He looking at that. Man, that's hurt.
That's the thing, because like you big on legacy, right? And yeah. I hear you, you know, you spoke a little bit about the even retirement, you know, like you happy, you content of your career. But you talk about the playoffs and Super Bowls, and y'all got that core team, right? Y'all not like super young. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They got the quarterback they need that's solid, right? And he's older, right? And then a dude like you that's pushing the defense, you don't want to just get that last couple, like that run, you know what I mean? Because y'all can run off 2-3. It's contending, you know what I'm saying?
Contenders. The Bobby Wagner, I was one of the
Bobby Wagner
guys that was making the calls to make sure that he was going to be a part of, you know, the team. So I was like, because before we even talked business, I was like, it got to make sense for me to play. Mm. Like, we got to have pieces. We lost Vaughn. I'm like, who's out there? I said, I hit Bobby. I said, what you think about playing for? She said, yeah, I'll play. Like, I called Sean and then, but I was like making sure that, okay, it got to make sense for me to play. Like I told him, I got to feel like we got a real chance to win another Super Bowl. I ain't know we going to try. I got to feel like if I'm playing, it got to be like, we got all the pieces to the puzzle to do that again.
Right.
And I think adding that piece to the puzzle and adding certain pieces that they brought is that, but you go back to the business side now.
Right. What's your thoughts on this whole fuck them picks? You know what I'm saying? Versus let's do it the traditional way. Build within the draft.
Yeah, well, picks is good, but you gotta think it's a process. It ain't like they gonna come in good, but it's different when you got them veteran guys that got that experience that they can, you know, that leadership role, all that. It's just rookies is fine, and sometimes you might find them guys that, you know, can beat them guys eventually. But if you want to win now, I feel like, you know, I think a lot of teams is taking that format with the Rams did, and like, all right, we gonna
copycat
get these,
league.
Yeah,
so tell me which one you want to pick. If you're the general manager, are you the fuck them picks guy or give me them picks guy?
Absolutely.
And you got to say it.
Yeah, I'm going for fuck them picks. Hey. I'm going for me, a veteran guy that got that experience, that been playing in this league, having success, and know what it takes to get to what we're trying to get to.
I agree.
You know?
What we can't do, we got to ask him about Cooper Kupp. Because I don't know what it is about Cooper Kupp, right? People don't want to give him his respect. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why that is. But talk about Cooper Kupp.
Well, he been that guy. You know,
he's
I think, yeah, but this is his first year that he really stayed healthy. Like, if you watch film, he been doing the same type of stuff, consistent. Like, he came in as a rookie with, like, Mr. Consistent. You know, if you throw the ball to him, we good. He going to catch it. He going to make it happen. It's just he got the opportunity to play with, you know, a quarterback that him and they just vibe. I used to come in 6-something in the morning, and them two already be there watching film together.
Word?
Every single day.
Wow.
Every day. Before and after practice. And that's what they motivated me. Like, I'm going to start coming a little earlier and making sure, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's what it's about, though. Yeah. Like, we talk about leadership. That's they led me in a way. They don't even know that.
Wow.
That motivated me. So I'm just saying, like, when you they got a chemistry that was just different, and then he stayed healthy and was able to, like, he deserved all that he got and going to be getting.
Matthew Stafford. Is he the real deal?
He's legit. He's
yeah,
legit.
He nice.
He's legit.
But don't say it like that. He won a championship. He
No, he's a piece to the puzzle.
No, bro. I'm not going to do that. I'm not a hater. But we're going to talk real, bro.
You do hate.
Let's talk. No, I don't hate.
Not today.
Not today. I get messy, but I don't hate.
Okay.
There's a difference.
I see it's my fault.
Bro, what are you talking about? There was a stretch during this Super Bowl run where Stafford was struggling.
Yeah, but he had a couple of injuries
football,
and shit that
though.
He was dealing with.
Yeah,
he was
banged up a little bit more than people knew.
But
he was banged up bad,
bro.
Tough as hell. He's a guy that if his arm hurt, he ain't want to set out and miss practice. He's gonna still be out there type of guy. So he's just, you know,
that's respect.
Yeah. He made plays too, though, bro.
He made a bunch of plays.
He made a lot of plays.
Yeah.
But
all
remember,
it'll be up to down. It's just different when it's a quarterback. So you know, like you.
It's like a hamstring.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Y'all act like I ain't played. I ain't make the playoffs, but I played in the league. I know. Okay.
With Stafford,
y'all act like we don't. Y'all forget when everybody was trying to crucify.
What quarterback you had in your whole career that's better than Stafford?
Don't say Jay Cutler.
You better not
say Jay Cutler.
Don't say
Nightmare. No more. I'm done.
You ain't had not one quarterback that you say, hey,
come on, bro, don't quit, bro. Don't quit, bro. Hold on. Can I argue my point?
Let's talk about it.
Hold on. Listen, it's gonna be happy.
I'm done. Don't Jay who?
Jay Z.
Don't say it.
All right, let's move on. I need him.
Anyway, look. Nah, real quick. So we done with all that. But what people, everybody knows about you on the field. What people don't know is AD's from Pittsburgh, and he is a lot back to the community, bro. Talk about that with your foundation, and you put a lot of pressure on us Pitt guys. You gave, what, $1 million?
Yeah.
They calling my phone, hey, shake him quick. So let's talk about that, though.
Yeah, I created my foundation, AD99 Solutions, a few years ago. You know, just helping the inner city, you know, with a lot of young kids, with, you know, tutoring, mentoring. You know, everybody ain't got that, you know, that mom and dad at home to, or that structure to help them stay motivated, stay, you know, stay focused on what they try to accomplish. You know, it's easy to be in the inner city and your friend might be doing something, you hanging with him, you might choose to do that instead of, you know, being on the same route. So creating this is more, you know, sometimes just going there, talking to a kid, letting a kid come down and come to the facility and train with me, you know, that go a long way. You know, it's motivation to them, right? So, and it's about putting them in positions beyond sports, you know, and that can be whatever they want to be successful in life. So to be able to, you know, to create a platform, because when I talk, these kids is listening, you know.
That's right.
Because of, you know, who I am from what I do from football. But, you know, I said when they hang around me and they see that I'm cracking jokes with them and I'm just like, you know, one of the guys, make them feel comfortable and put my arm around them, give them a little motivation talks. That might be that little part that keep them straight here from, you know, going off course and making the wrong decision that can, you know, get them put in jail, murdered, or, you know, throw away their whole life. That easy. It's that easy to get yourself in trouble. So, you know, creating that was just to do that and trying to do my part to, you know, trying to help the youth, man, and because I know I had a lot of friends growing up that, you know, had all the, you know, talent in the world to be where I'm at today, but, you know, they chose to do what they did and in and out of jail, or some of my friends got murdered. So, you know, that's just in the inner city, that's the environment we live in. And main thing is, it ain't always about giving, it's about trying to find ways to change that. And sometimes, you know, just being there, being a voice, you know, for these young kids can go a long way. Way more than what money can do. So,
what's your message when you sit down with the youth? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
I just talk my truth. I don't want to beat around the bush. I don't want to lie. They ask me questions. I just tell them like straight from the heart what it is, what they need to do, whatever you need. Cause I know what it takes to get to where I'm at right now. So I can give you all them keys for discipline, work ethic.
Cause yeah.
I'm a living testimony of that hard work pay off. I know what it takes. So if you really want to, you know, listen to what I'm saying, you really want to be where I'm at, you know, why wouldn't you, you know, take notes and come along? If I say you can come work out with me and do some speed work, why wouldn't you be there?
Right.
You know, so when you speak from the heart and you speak your truth to these kids, I think that's a lot better than trying to, you know, read off a piece of paper or something and then it's not coming from the heart, you know. So just giving a message to them as far as, you know, whatever that case may be, as far as, like I said, it's beyond sports because not everybody gonna make it to the league. That's just the reality of what it is. So, making sure that they got to do what they got to do in school to keep their grades right, because, you know, being a teacher, if your goal is to be a teacher and I can help you accomplish that, then, you know, that's success. You know, success ain't always what you make. You know, it's what you accomplish from, you know, whatever you chasing. So.
Right. So you signed a few big deals.
Ching ching ching.
And you about to sign another big deal. That's what I'm gonna say it. I mean, it's kind of easy.
They know it's coming.
It's
we
easy.
All know it's coming.
Come on, man. Bro, you young. You got the world at your fingertips. You can do whatever you want to do. Why do you choose? It's not, I hate that I have to ask this question this way, but it's like, bro, you're really intentional and you prioritize being a father and a husband.
Yes, he is.
You understand?
Yeah. Great,
like, you know, in a locker room, bro, you know how it is.
Yeah, I know exactly. It just, you know, for me, you know, being a dad is like, you know, it's crazy for me. It's the best experience ever, you know, and one of the hardest things for me was, you know, me and my two oldest kids, their mother, we was no longer together, and then me being all the way in California and my kids being in Pittsburgh and me being away from them, missing that time. Like, you missed that, you know, your kids getting on your nerves and all that. It's like, it kind of put me in a bad place mentally. So, you know, anytime I got to be with my kids, like, I don't want to miss a second. That's waking up early in the morning, take them to school, pick them up from school, help them with homework, play around with them. Them get on my damn nerves. I love that, you know? So that's just, you know, and I always had, you know, a mom and dad that was there for me like that. And I know what that love feels like. Even when I got to discipline them, you know, to tell them why I discipline them and still let them know that I love them, you know? It's just different, man.
The reason why I highlight that, because, you know, we don't talk a lot, but, you know, when I hit you up and I was trying to schedule this, you was just like, yo, you was adamant, this is my times, because I got to do this, and then I got to pick my kids up, and I get the kids right here, and then the kids. I'm like, God damn, kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm on a set schedule all year.
And I stood out, bro.
I am. So it's like, I wake up 6:30, get them breakfast, everything, set up, drive them to school, go work out. By the time I'm done working out, I probably got like a little hour time for me to just relax, and you know, and then I got to go pick them up by 3:00 and come home. Once they home, it's like homework, and you know, the wife is there to do that, but you know, I don't want to just, you know, I got a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, and about to be 9-month-old, so it's like, that's a lot. So, you know, me being there, help the switch, make sure they all settled, calm down, I'll be back, don't act up, you know, I'm going to know, and then, you know, do what I got to do, so.
What you do for fun? I'm saying, do you buy whips? Do you what you like to do?
He got some jewelry.
What's some vices?
He got some jewelry on
him. I have fun. I keep myself on the schedule, but once, like, from like, say if I'm working out from Monday to Friday, like, that week is gonna be my fun time if I wanna go somewhere, travel somewhere. If I'm doing something, I might take a little vacation here or there and then, you know, enjoy myself. You know, I got some nice cars, I got some, you know, some things that
we
I
want.
Hear
about it.
Favorite whip right now.
In the garage. If I call you and say, AD, look, we're going to dinner, you know what I'm saying? We going to get some wine. What's going on? We're going to step out a little bit.
Why you sound so old? He say dinner.
I don't know. I mean, we all 30, right? We got 40, bro. Yo. I'm like 2 years older than you.
Ain't, no 30, ain't nobody 40 this summer.
Anyway, yo, my boy, listen, we out. You know what I'm saying? Kids is in bed. My wifey got them. What we pulling out? Because, you know, I ain't pulling out anything, so what we pulling out?
We ain't going to drive. We're going to get a driver. We're going to get a sprinter. We're going to drive.
Oh, we going to sprinter?
If we drinking. If I'm going out, I usually...
Oh, educate them.
Okay, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I ain't a guy to drink and drive, so if I'm going out, I usually got a driver, you know, got my security guy around with me just to make sure that, you know, I'm good, and then, you know, we good. But I don't never drink or drive. If we taking a car, my security guy going to drive.
And what whips you got, though? Let's talk about whips. I'm a car guy.
I ain't got nothing crazy. I just got...
Nothing crazy. Why she gonna say something crazy?
I got a Panamera Porsche. Everybody got that. I got the Urus that I got built a couple years ago.
Okay, Urus. Okay. What you mean by built?
When they first got made, I got mine built for my birthday, so I got the, you know, my favorite.
My favorite
color is orange, so I needed the all orange interior, the orange brake pads. I did have it wrapped orange, but I took that off. It's just solid black outside now, so... Hey. We got the G-Wagon, the new one, Bentley, got a Jeep that I got built up. Got a Bronco that I got built up.
The Bronco. I like that. I don't like the Broncos.
You don't like the Broncos? I got my Bronco outside.
Nah, for other reasons.
What's your reason?
Come on.
And I got a little family car, like a Chevy Tahoe. So that's about it, I think.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you, what's your dream car?
I ain't never had no dream car. Pretty much any car that I wanted, I pretty much got.
Yeah, I want a Bugatti.
I love that feeling.
Bugatti?
Right.
I wouldn't even want to drive. That's too much money. I wouldn't even want to drive that car.
That's what you want a Bugatti?
Yeah, it just hit me 2 years ago.
You 6'4".
And I fit in
there. You sat in one?
Yeah, I sat in one during the pandemic. Window shopping. The kids, everybody get a car, go up to the dealership.
Hey,
house is crazy. Let's go to the dealership.
You get one for a good price right now. Somebody just sitting there.
Nah, ain't no meal. You talking about a good price. We ain't make $20, $30 million a year when you talking about. We ain't paying no million. What are you talking about?
Man, y'all doing damn good.
What's your advice, bro? What's your advice? Like, what's that one thing? What's your advice? And I like the question you asked earlier to you. I think, but you ain't get to it. You said, what's your weakness on the field? Like, what's your advice, though, like, just in life? You know what I mean? Vice? Like, my vice is like ice cream, and I like sushi. That's one of my vices.
Well, that's like a
yeah, like vice is like a weakness.
Oh, yes. French fries.
French fries.
Yeah, French fries. That's it, though.
Like, I ain't really got too big of a sweet tooth, but like French fries for some reason, I like, that's my
French
cheat days, yeah.
Now, do you do, you from Pittsburgh, so do you do the fries on the?
No, I do not do pimani, bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you
don't
do pimani, brother?
Please, that's
hell
a,
no.
Oh, my God. They're
not going
to
like
I know
to
they
say
that's the Pittsburgh thing, my bad, but that, I could take you to some other spots, man.
Oh, I've been cheating out my life since I've been here. What spots you got for me? Just so I know.
Hey, I'm Chantel, owner of Dirty Birds Chicken here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have a collard and kale green mixture, baked macaroni and cheese, our signature dirty wings, yams, dirty salmon, and cornbread. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope you guys enjoy.
This is the spot right now on the cheat day.
And the pimani.
Say it again. The what?
Dirty Birds Chicken.
Dirty Birds Chicken.
Dirty Bird Chicken.
It was smacking too.
And all that good stuff, but you can definitely indulge. Check your DM. I've been at you for a while.
Ooh.
Like, warmed up now, but yeah, okay. It's like that.
What kind of just DMs? Something. How you sliding?
I slide in the DMs. I'm gonna email your manager. I'm gonna talk to you.
About our business,
but
that's
I'm gonna get to somebody, and even
that's
if
right.
they don't allow me the opportunity to come, somebody heard my name, and they might be telling me like, man, who's this girl? Does she been emailing or whatever? But I'm doing whatever I gotta do, whatever it takes. I feel the same way.
You got cheat days, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so one day you might
cheat this way with me.
No, so you got cheat days, though, right? You might jump into it.
Yeah, I will for sure.
I know you've been eating some cheatable things, so you definitely gonna come cheat with me. I don't care what you're talking about. And there's gonna be some Sour Life gear over there again for everybody to indulge in as well.
Thank you so much, Chef.
Dirty Birds Chicken on Instagram and Facebook.
That's right. Dirty Birds, baby.
All right.
Amazing. Love.
Mm. That joint was good, though.
Pepe.
What's up?
Hey, who shades fresher, mine's or yours?
Oh, definitely mine.
Yeah. Hey, we got that guy. That guy. Hey, look.
What up with you, big dog?
What's up, baby?
Chilling, man. Can't complain. Bless.
Everything good?
Yeah, man. Bless. You good?
Yeah. I'm good. Get ready to fly out to Paris and
all. Oh, see. Look, you doing great. Look at you. He said about to fly out to Paris. Look at you.
I'm going to watch soccer. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I ain't never been to Paris.
What?
Yeah, man. I ain't
all
never
that
been
money?
To Paris.
Hey, Ocho.
Yeah, y'all ain't playing London?
Ocho.
Yeah, bro.
So, bro, he eat McDonald's, and that's Ocho. You know Ocho, right?
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's Ocho.
That's Ocho.
All right, so we had this legendary debate on our show, Ocho versus Science. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's about, you know, can you eat what you want and still be Ocho? Can you eat what you want and still be AD? Can you eat what you want and still be the Beast? Can you eat what you want and still be Pac-Man? Can you eat what you want and still be Shady? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you eat what you want and still be Deej? So he think he can eat McDonald's for the rest of his life and ain't nothing gonna happen and still perform at a high level. Can you educate Ocho, the OG?
No, that ain't how it work, man. You need that mess with inflammation and all type of stuff with your body.
Nah.
I live by it. I knew how it was when I was eating bad to I switched up to the point where how my body changed and how my body recovered faster from what I eat. So that's just me personally, though. Everybody different.
Hey, did you hear the key word
that
he said, friend?
Damn, why you say that?
Everybody different. Everybody's body different.
That's all he want to hear. Everybody different. That's his whole
different.
Argument.
I know. It can't work. It can't work for me though.
Yeah, it can't. I mean, obviously, with the position you play, we have different body types. So obviously, it didn't work for you, but for me, it's always worked, which is why I'm still in the shape I'm in, which is why I can still go if I needed an opportunity presented itself. I mean, it's different. It's all about knowing your body. That's always how I end that debate.
All right, there you go then.
All right,
if it worked for you.
Right. I feel like Ocho, because what he's saying, this is my whole thing with him, bro. I feel like Ocho, one of them dudes, he could have played till he 50. Right, because of his body type.
Yeah,
because
All right, I know.
Let's stop. All right. You're right.
All right, Ocho. Hey, bro, ask him the question, bro. I'm up. So this next question he's gonna ask you. Yeah. I'm up 100 and he got 70. So I'm up 100 to his 70.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking for the simple fact that you just lied.
All right, ask him the question. It's 70-70.
You got about 3 votes in the past 3 years.
Okay.
Who's your X and who's your Z?
Oh, y'all asking me?
Between them two.
Okay. Oh, damn. I don't know the right receiver position that much. There I can't answer that. There you go.
You got to answer. Everybody answer. Lil Wayne answer. Roger Cadell answer.
What Roger say?
I made that up.
y'all both with some dogs. I can't answer that. Y'all both with some
dogs. He's dog. So political.
Y'all both with some dogs. You got the quickness, you got the speed, but that big though.
He got the numbers.
Yeah, that motherfucker big. Y'all both good, man. Y'all both with some dogs. Y'all both greats.
Nah, he a chihuahua.
All right, I'm gonna ask you, who had the better numbers?
Oh, damn.
I did.
Oh, you did.
What?
You break?
He just played longer.
Oh, he played longer.
Hey, bro, we love you, bro.
It's stupid.
All right, peace.
So how many years did you play again?
I played 13, he played 11.
Oh, that ain't too far.
Nah, it ain't.
What you had, 13 or 11? What did he have? He had 11,000?
He had
10,000.
I don't remember.
His numbers look real shady in the light. I can't wait to see him in person. Whoa.
When they close the door. Boom, because you know when they close the door, it's closed. Maybe because you're the best player, one of the best players to ever play the game, they keep it open for you for a little bit, you know what I mean? But when the football is done, what do you want to do? What are we going to see out of you? After football.
Yeah, I got a couple of
little adventures. Besides the acting, sorry.
Yeah, the acting is something that I want to try out and see how that thing pan out. But I got different business adventures that I want to be a part of, but you know, to tell you exactly what it is, like, it's like I got to learn a lot. So it's just more taking a lot of knowledge. Got some different investment things that I'm a part of that I want to, you know, continue to be a part of that, you know, I want to learn from. Like talking to guys like, you know, Shaq, you know, I want to just pick his brain a little bit, you know, so.
Phenomenal.
Because he's a guy that, you know, reached out to me last year and we exchanged contacts. So, you know, that's somebody for sure from, you know, just an investment standpoint, everything that he's involved with is like, you know, that's something that I just want to learn. So just learning, you know, different things and, you know, got the opportunity to going to be able to have an opportunity to do a lot. So just trying to take advantage of it now, you know, so. Got some things that's gonna be coming out soon that, you know, that's gonna be pretty dope too. So
you don't want to break the news here?
Not yet.
Okay. Yet. Well, you can call into I Am Athlete tonight.
Yes.
When you're ready to break any news. Okay?
Yeezys.
Please. I love it. That was good. Before we go, last thing, like you study football players and offensive linemen. You talk about this acting career. Any actors that you study?
I'm coming to take the rock spot.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that.
Ooh,
I like that too. Yeah. That was a great answer.
You got your shirt off. Oh,
hey, Rock, we need you on the show, Rock.
Here come.
That was a good one, though.
That was a good Rock, one.
Yeah, and I can see it. Yeah. I can see it.
But he didn't want to go in character. You go ahead, bro. Show him, bro. Just do one thing real quick, bro. Like,
from pay to full. I like pay to full, bro.
Let's hear that again.
You said pay to full. You said that.
All right, quiet on set.
Here we go. Appreciate y'all boys for having me. You know what I'm saying?
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. He been riding for the fam, you gotta like the wiggin' wheels straight up. Look in the pass bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family. badly needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.